The September 19, 2017 earthquake centered near Puebla, Mexico, left more than 4,500 people injured and more than 220 dead in Mexico City alone. Many of the 38 buildings in Mexico City that collapsed did so due to shoddy construction practices and corrupt building inspectors, according to local activists. Mexico City-based television and radio host Victor Pineda lives just two blocks from the Enrique Rabsamen Primary and Secondary School. His house was unscathed while the nearby school collapsed, leaving 29 students dead.
Hello, Tom. My name is Victor Pineda. I'm a travel writer in Mexico City, based in Mexico City and covering most of Mexico and some other parts of the world.
You were home in Mexico City when the massive earthquake happened.
Yes, I was in Mexico City, not actually at home, but at the studio. I was recording a show. I was planning to travel on the day after the earthquake to Playa del Carmen in Quintana Roo, near to Cancun. So I had to record a show. I was recording when suddenly the earth started moving. It was really scary. It was really bad. Because we are a team, and we just reached to run to the stairs, get down to the street level, and we saw everything moving, and it feels like we'll never stop. That was really bad.
Within two blocks of your home is where the school collapsed, and I think 30 kids were killed there.
Yes, the exact number that the police say is 29. When that happened, I just started listening the radio news, old-fashioned radio, and we listened. That happened two blocks away from home. I was not able to make it until 6 or 7 hours later because the traffic, the city was collapsed. And when we reached there, we figured out how bad was it. It was terrible. It was a school time because the earthquake was at 1:20 p.m. And what happened is one of the buildings of the school totally fell down over probably two or three groups of kids. They're having special activities because for luck it wasn't the school rooms, it was just the classrooms, it was just a special activities area. So 29 kids died.
And there's some real important reasons why that building failed and not others.
Yes, the bad thing to say about it is that as this was an addition to the original school building, it was not built right. And I cannot assure, but everyone knows that this may be possible if you have a special permit from the city government. And we know that that special permit are easy to find if you have some money for the inspector. So the thing now is that the inspector who gave that permission is now being persecuted. Obviously, he is not available. Nobody knows where he is. But that building should not be done in that conditions.
That same story can be extrapolated to a lot of the other structures that failed in Mexico City.
Yes, most of the buildings, because this earthquake was a special one, because it was a combination of two different movements. One from the top to the bottom, I don't know how to say it.
Vertical.
Yeah, vertical, and then starts to move in horizontal. So, on the very first moment, that impact from the bottom to the top weakens the structure, and then the second movement, side by side, finishing with damaging some buildings. So, what we are finding still in Mexico City is that the quality of the buildings for this should be different. The elasticity of the columns, the elasticity of the materials should be think better, because if you just put blocks together, most of the buildings, I think 99% of the buildings in Mexico City are done by blocks and concrete. So
you don't really have wood frame anywhere there.
No, we don't have elasticity, we don't have a good frame, but there are some others that are made with steel bars. So these kind of buildings are more flexible. So we need to figure out how we will start building the next buildings for the future.
So are there plans in place, the city of Mexico City, to change building permit programs and review process?
Yes, this should be, because actually Mexico City is divided by 16 different boroughs. So each borough decides how to rule that. But there should be a same ground to start building. It's a very similar base, because that depends on what will happen. But one thing that I want to say, Tom, is that Mexico City is still working, and that's something important. We need people to go down to Mexico City. Mexico City is a vibrant city, it's a live city, and we need you guys to visit Mexico City soon.
As tourists and visitors.
Yes, as tourists and visitors. Because Mexico City depends so much on the visitors. Not just Mexico City, but all Mexico. You know, it's the second income in all the country. Just besides the oil, we have the tourism. It represents between 9 and 10% of the national income. So Mexico City is also in that margin. We cannot afford at this moment to lose that 9%. Good part of the visitors come from the United States. So don't stop visiting Mexico City. It's a fantastic city. Yes, we have some damage. We have some building damage. But most of the city is right and is working and is ready to receive you and to welcome.
That's good to know. Victor, thank you so much.
No, thank you. And honestly, I hope that you guys come to Mexico City anytime soon.
And to learn more about you, do you have a website?
I have my personal website. That is probably the door to my other projects. You can find me. It's victorpineda.com.
And you do radio and print and electronic magazine.
Yes, I do many things. My main project is La Pareja Viajera, which is a magazine I do with my wife. He's a traveling couple. That's a magazine, that's a website, a social media, a radio show, and we do special collaboration with other mass media, like radio, TV, whatever they want to have us, we just go and talk about traveling.
Oh, very cool. Thanks again.
Thank you, Tom.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkan Songs on NPR affiliate KUAR.
Para calmar las ansias que tengo de tu amor.